WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, Jake Carter here, your friendly neighborhood guide through the sometimes messy but always fascinating world of emotions. Ever feel like you're walking on a tightrope, one wrong step away from losing your cool? Yeah, me too. Today we're diving into something that trips us all up at some point. Navigating emotional triggers without turning into a human firework display. Because let's be real, sometimes those feelings can hit hard and fast, leaving us feeling like we've been thrown in the deep end of an ocean with no floaties. But here's the good news. You don't have to drown. There are strategies, techniques, and even a little bit of self-awareness that can help you weather those emotional storms and come out stronger on the other side. Think of it like this. Life throws us curveballs all the time. It's how we handle those curveballs, those emotional triggers, that really defines us. So, strap yourselves in, folks, because we're about to unpack 5 key takeaways that can help you become the master of your own emotions, not the other way around. First up, awareness is your superpower. Before you can conquer those triggers, you gotta know what they are. What sets you off? Is it certain people, places, or even times of day? Keep a journal, pay attention to your body's signals. That knot in your stomach, the racing heart, the tightening in your chest. These are your emotional breadcrumbs leading back to the trigger. You know that feeling when you walk into a crowded room and suddenly feel overwhelmed? That's your awareness kicking in, telling you something's up. Next, reframe those thoughts. Ever notice how our minds can turn a minor annoyance into a full-blown disaster movie? That's cognitive distortion at work. It's like watching life through a funhouse mirror. Everything gets warped and exaggerated. Challenge those negative thoughts. Is it really as bad as you're making it out to be? Can you find another perspective, a more balanced one? You know that feeling when you catch yourself thinking, I always mess things up. Try flipping it to, even if I make a mistake, I can learn from it and do better next time. Step 3. Take a deep breath. Seriously, this one's powerful. When those triggers hit, your body goes into fight or flight mode. Deep breaths activate your parasympathetic nervous system, which is like hitting the calm button. Slow, controlled breathing can help you regain control, literally slowing down your heart rate and bringing you back to a more centered state. You know that feeling when you're taking a deep breath before a big presentation? That's what we're talking about. Number 4. Self-care isn't selfish, it's essential. Think of it like this. Your emotional well-being is like a car engine. To run smoothly, it needs regular maintenance. That means prioritizing things that nourish your mind and body. Exercise, healthy eating, good sleep, time with loved ones, hobbies you enjoy. You know that feeling when you've had a good workout or enjoyed a relaxing bath? That's self-care doing its magic. And finally, seek support when you need it. We're not meant to go through this emotional roller coaster alone. Talk to trusted friends, family members, or a therapist. Sharing your feelings can lighten the load and provide valuable perspective. Remember, there's no shame in asking for help. It takes strength and courage to reach out. Let me tell you about Sarah, who used to be terrified of public speaking. Every time she had to present, her heart would race, her palms would sweat, and she'd feel like she was going to faint. But Sarah decided to tackle those triggers head-on. She started practicing deep breathing exercises, reframed her thoughts from, I'm going to mess up, to, I've got this, and sought support from a friend who was a great public speaker. Slowly but surely, Sarah gained confidence and learned to navigate those feelings of anxiety. Now, she even enjoys giving presentations. So, remember, navigating emotional triggers isn't about becoming emotionless robots. It's about learning to understand, manage, and ultimately harness those emotions so they don't control you. You've got this. Now, let's recap. We talked about the importance of awareness, reframing your thoughts, deep breathing, self-care, and seeking support when needed. These are powerful tools that can help you become a master of your own emotions. My challenge to you is this. Choose one of these strategies to focus on this week. Put it into practice, notice the difference it makes, and share your experiences with me. Let's build a community of support and encouragement. Don't forget to subscribe and leave a review if you enjoyed the episode. Until next time, keep those emotions in check and remember, you are capable of amazing things.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.